welcome. Sit back, relax, for a little bit of reflection, introspection, and connection. Join us in our authentic chats about how we navigate this world as humans. Before we start, a big thank you to our sponsor, changeyourliferetreats.com, a place where you can start your path to authenticity. Find out more at changeyourliferetreats.com. Welcome to the Talking Minds podcast. I'm here with Paulina again. Thank you for everybody who listened to the last episode about coffee. I just want to share something before we go into this podcast about the coffee thing. I posted a clip on TikTok and got loads of comments about coffee, which kind of leans into what we're going to talk about today. So let's start with this question. So if you're listening to this, I want you to tell us which you are. So are you a mental masturbator or a lazy liker? Now, bear with us on this one, right? We'll explain all that. It's not going to go seedy at all right? But are you a mental masturbator or a lazy liker? Because I want to give you some statistics. So I went on Google. So according to Social Pilot, okay, on social media, these statistics are from October 2023. There are 4.95 billion people active on social media, right? That's across all platforms, but it's your usual ones, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So it works out, right? 60.6% of the world's population are active on social media. But this is really shocking. According to this survey, only 0.07% of that 4.95 billion people are actively engaging, all right? So when I say actively engaging, is they're probably spending more than 3 seconds or whatever it is on a particular post. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, in an average month, so these are monthly statistics, an average month, the average user likes 12 posts. They, on a typical average month, they only comment 5 times and they only share once a month. Okay. Now, I was thinking about this, and here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a lazy liker or a mental masturbator, what does that say about you and how you're contributing to make the world a better place? And I want to do a bit of a story behind this before we dive in. So the lazy liker thing came from when I was starting to look at branding rather than marketing. I went to a Shropshire Chamber of Commerce event ran by a PR agency, and they introduced me to a thing called lazy likers. And from that, I came away from that and went, okay, from now on, if I find a post or something that I engage in, if I'm willing to like it, I have to be willing to comment on it. Okay, I don't necessarily share stuff. I do that more, but it depends on the platform. But the minimum I'm going to do is like and comment on the post. And then I was introduced to this other phrase, mental masturbation, which links into something that I'm noticing in the world and why I think the world is in a really bad place, whether that be economically, mental health, or all the rest of it, is that the majority of people in the world take from people energy, content, for example. So they're consuming content so that they may gain. A very, very few, and this links in with these statistics about social media, very few are taking that energy, that content, and then using that to share to the world, to tell other people about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we start recording, you made a comment about business owners. Do you want to share it? And I went, no.
I mean, I corrected myself. So at first,
say what you said. You can't go back. You've got to say what you said.
So I said that I would say now if corrected version is.
I want the incorrect version. I want you to say exactly what you said. You're not getting away with this.
Okay, so majority of business owners are empathetic in that situation because they know that they will need those comments for themselves. So they are thinking in their mind that they should do it for others. However,
And then what did I say? Then what did I say after that?
that is not true because a lot of business owners are self-centered and they don't care. They just look at other people's stuff to take from, not to contribute.
Absolutely. So when we look at that in regards to, because for me, that statistic on social media, again, it's social media, it's social connection, right? So although we say that social media is bad, social media isn't bad, but actually the statistics show why it's bad. And you know me, I like a why. Because if you look at that from a business owner's perspective, is that how many people, so I did a post, I'll give you an example. I did a post on this. And I did a video and wrote a post. And at the bottom of it, I said, if you've got this far, please show that you've engaged in the content by liking, commenting, and if you can, please share. And on the content, on the words, it was basically garbage. It was garbage. And loads of people were liking the post, and nobody commented on it. And I put a comment on that that said, everybody who liked this post, did you actually read the content underneath?
I had similar situation,
And
yes.
here we go. Here we go. Loads of people liked it. Loads of people liked the comment. I'm like, I go, okay, so maybe you saw that. You went back and read it, and then you liked the fact that I'd done that, and you still didn't fucking comment.
Yes.
And I think that's because we want to feel that we're connecting with something. But when we like something, I think it's something like, I mean, it's less than 3 seconds now that you get engaged in a post. Anything over that, and that's not quite good. So I started to go through this myself with social media, that I started to ask myself, what is it? Why do I stop on certain posts? What is the thing that I'm talking about? Or what is the thing that engages me? And what is the thing that is engaging other people? And what is it that actually most people get embroiled in? Now, I'm not going to go down this, but I'm going to give this an example. Is that, let's say, for example, you've got a post of a speaker. These are often in America, a university campus that's talking about something, and then you'll get somebody who's transgender or this whole kind of divisive stuff, feminism, whatever it is, right? Is arguing a case, and that content is about that toxic dynamic that's going on. You will then get loads of like comments and hate comments, and you'll get people arguing. And I've noticed that the majority of content that people are either consuming, like the news, or commenting on, is actually quite negative stuff. It's stuff that is making us react to our values and beliefs, and we believe that we need to fight for that cause. Instead of, I saw a really amazing post that really hit my heart on how I could change the world to be a better place. And I consumed that for myself, but didn't share it with others. And I'd love to just look at this, and I want this podcast to make people think about when they're using social media, when they're doing anything, is how can we create a platform for good people to be seen in the world instead of sharing toxic shit and then wondering why we have a cost of living crisis, why we have a mental health crisis? I'll tell you why, because you're part of the problem. Because you're either a mental masturbator where you're taking that energy in, or you're a lazy liker. And more than likely, the only thing that you're engaging in is warfare because you don't believe in somebody else's self-expression. So you're not sharing love. And I'd love your thoughts on this.
I think you probably know this from your experience. It is very easy to go into negative state of mind. That's something that's very, effortless.
Yes, it's easy.
It requires a lot of energy to change our negative patterns or behaviors and flip them into positive, which is love or compassion, kindness. So we get triggered more often than we get inspired, probably. It depends on your environment that we were talking about. If
What
you're in
we
an environment,
focus on, we focus on getting triggered and reacting rather than focusing on that. Yeah, okay.
right? And it also depends on the environment. If you're in a very negative environment, it's going to be extremely difficult for you to, get yourself into a positive mental health, or changing your frame or your mind regarding certain things, right? So in terms of the comments, it's like a default. You see something negative and you go automatically into that response because it's
Yeah.
triggering you, or it feels so bad but feels so good. That's the
Good.
success,
Yeah. You kind of
right?
get the dopamine hit. You release all that shitty energy about that topic that's in your head. You've now got a way in which you can bleh out to the world and puke that up, right? Yeah.
It's like vomiting, right? Or also some people don't want to go into a therapy a session. So they are sitting on Facebook looking on different ways to vomit and to mess up with other people's lives or be nasty. Like even today, my friend from our group, she posted something about the new business and the lady was so nasty, like very, very, very unpleasant. She was commenting stuff and my friend was being nice, saying, "Okay, I got your point. This is your life. This is your choice. I'm choosing something different. Bye, Felicia." Whatever you say, right? She didn't say bye, Felicia, because that's kind of like rude. But she said, "Thank you for, stopping by. Have a good day." This lady didn't give up. She was going on and on and on, and my friend couldn't engage. She said one more time, "Thank you. This is your belief system. I have different beliefs. I have different system. I change my system. I'm not engaging. Thank you. Bye." So I think people are just looking for that opening for them to vent,
Yeah.
to conversation with someone,
I also think it's another thing. So I've been working with a guy at the moment, talking about mental masturbation. This is performance anxiety. And this was really interesting. So there's quite a lot of podcasts. The Diary of the CEO podcast, actually, one that I've just been listening to, Esther Perel was on. There was another one, I can't remember the lady's name. It was about sex, right? So we know sex energy is the most powerful energy in the world.
That's true.
And there's a lot of stuff around porn. So this particular client that I've been working with, I've been using a lot of porn and all the rest of it. And what was really interesting was when I asked him this question, and this is where I'm going to use the word responsibility, but I'm using this as a caveat for that story, is when we were talking about this, and I asked the question, what does sex mean to you? Right? And like all the research says, sex for people is vaginal penetrative sex, even though we know for women, 80% of women do not gain pleasure from penetrative sex, right? We know that for a fact. There is other research around that that comes to where that's flipped on the 20%, men can feel performance anxiety, which is what he was getting, right? So I said, have you and your partner defined what sex means to you? And that was a like a game changer, an eye-opener for him. He said, how can you have a great sexual relationship with your partner if you haven't defined what that means to both of you? But here's the thing, that was a difficult conversation. Anyway, there was a good outcome. But now, if we now look at that porn thing that people are talking about, that less people are having sex, more people are going to porn. No, they're not. Oh, yes, they are, but it's not they're preferring porn to sex. It's communication and presence. I'm unable to communicate my needs. So I'm going to use the quickest way I can to get the energy out of my body, which is pretty much what you were just saying, right? Because society has Amazoned everything. We're not willing to create effort. And we know anybody who's successful to grow, you have to go through some strain. You have to go through some pain. You have to go through some stuff. But isn't it, you'll know this, right? When you take a class for yoga or breath work, as opposed to working with somebody one-on-one, which one has the most energy and connection and safety?
I mean, one-on-one is the best because people are intimate with me, right? In
Yeah,
terms
but
of,
when you've got a group of people who are safe, so maybe them, let's take yoga because that's the easiest thing, right? When people come to a yoga class, Do they just turn up, get their mats off, be quiet, you speak, they do their yoga and go home?
No.
No. Right?
There's level of engagement and community. There's actually, I have a few groups now. They come earlier, like even 15 minutes earlier, just
Yes.
to talk, to
Just to
engage.
talk and connect, right? I'm the same with the gym that I go to, right? I used to go to a gym, do the gym stuff on my own. It was great, but I wasn't motivated. Why do I turn up every week now for my gym session? Why is it yesterday I missed my gym session at the night because I had a client, it went over. Why did I get on my WhatsApp and message Connor and say, hey, what sessions are running tomorrow? Because I've missed my gym session today. I'm serious FOMO that I'm not going to the gym. Is it because I want to go to the gym? No. It's because it is the one period in my life when I can hand over my well-being to somebody else and I don't have to think.
Yes,
Does that make sense? So
that's
that's
correct.
my bit. But it's not about that. It's about the conversation. Like I can have just like normal conversations with people. I have a little laugh. And then I realized that that was something that I was missing. And then so they talk about when people are on the internet, they're on social media, and why they're so miserable. They're miserable because they're being lazy in regards to, they're wanting this experience. They want this dopamine hit. That's what they're chasing. And so the blue light is firing the melatonin down. It's not actually relaxing them. It's getting them hyped up. They're watching all of this stuff. But physiologically, they're creating stress in their body. And if they're creating stress in their body, then something will trigger them and they get rid of it. Now, if you were to think a different way of engaging in social media, which says instead of me just consuming, and that's fine, got to give to yourself. But if something touched your heart, if something made sense to you, if something deeply connected with you, why not be of service to that person who spent time creating the content, who's maybe spent money buying a laptop or a webcam of stuff they might not even have? Why not give to that person the time that they've given to you? Because I'll tell you what, it's much quicker for you to go like, comment, and share that post than it was for
And
that
create
person.
your own post that takes forever, or creating the reel that's really good and high value. It's sometimes hours.
Okay, and here we go. This is the bonus, especially if you're a business owner. Okay. If you are starting a business, if you're a new business owner, okay, and you find something inspirational, I'll tell you not what to do, but this is what you can do, is if you share your insights on that post, you start a conversation. And then somebody else goes, oh my God, you've been a leader there. Somebody else goes, oh, that person's commented. I want to be part of this conversation. Your ears dropping in. If you're listening to this now, you're probably ears dropping into this conversation that we're having, right? We don't know who's listening to this podcast. You're eavesdropping into our conversation, into our world. Okay. And we're trying to create connection. So somebody else comments, then you comment. And that person really likes you. And the next minute, they're looking at your profile. They realize that you have a service that they've been looking for. People buy from people like themselves. Now, you don't go on somebody's comments, which you do get quite a lot, which is you put some really decent comment content on there and say, yeah, this is like Dr. Smith. He does all this. Go on to his website,
I know, I actually experienced
drsmithsandnob.com. You know what I mean? So my point is you don't do that. But if you really care about content, you can actually serve that person by commenting, create a discussion there, which might connect you with somebody else. I would never have any problems that if I create a piece of content that had started a conversation going, and then that connected two people together, and all of a sudden those two people started to create a relationship where they had a mutual benefit and a mutual gain, and their lives got better. They might not be my client. Okay.
No, but you know what? There is a sense of feeling in, I wouldn't say like important or valued. And when you're connecting people, you feel like you're being of service. It's so amazing. So just with the simple conversation starter, like you're posting it on your Facebook, for example, magic can happen. Maybe you are that person who is the glue, this magical glue that sticks together things or connects people. So, for example, like I have a very a quick story. So, my friend, she's very grateful for me that I connected her with her husband as of now. They didn't know each other. And she was on the fence and, you know, they didn't know each other. And I connected them and now they married and it's been a few years now. So how amazing is that feeling, knowing that you created that opportunity for those two people to meet? And it's the same on Facebook when you're posting those questions and you're commenting and you're engaging. It's just magic. That's how I
Yeah,
feel.
and I think the other thing is as well is that as somebody who creates content, if somebody was to go, "Hey Marcus, I can see that you created this." So you might be listening to this and have questions, okay, about what did you mean about that? What did you mean about the other, right? So not only can you ask a question and we can respond, you might give us an insight that goes, "Oh my God, we thought that that was something that people knew about. Hey, let's provide some more service and content for that person because how many more people would like that?" We're being of service to each other. So it's an energetic loop that cycles round and round and round. And you never know where that energy is going to lead you. But at the moment, we're consuming so much energy, and we're not allowing that energy to flow through. Bob Proctor, I say this all the time. The amazing Bob Proctor used to say energy comes from form, through form, and into form. And we wonder why we feel stressed. We wonder why we feel overwhelmed. We wonder why mental health is an issue.
Yes.
It's because we're consuming energy, and the container, which is ourself, is so consumed with information. No wonder why, we're consuming information, say, in porn, and then having to find a way of releasing it, which isn't helpful. Why we're spending our time maybe listening to people who are we believe are experts, and we don't understand why they're talking about what they're doing. And then all of a sudden we're indoctrinated. I think one of the there's a great TikTok, and it's so funny, and it was a lady who was talking a lot about slavery, and it was very, I'm going to say toxic in regards to it was the white people black people thing, right? I'm not going to get into race wars because I just everybody's energy, so I never see people as color anyway myself. But what was really interesting was that she was so humbled because somebody had gone out and done some research on her family and found out that actually her family, I don't know if I can't remember which African country, but this is going back centuries, that her family was one of the biggest slave traders in Africa. And it's so interesting that when we talk about that particular narrative about slavery, it's always kind of an African black thing. But the word slavery comes from Slav, which was it was white Europeans that were being enslaved. But
No.
so that's the truth about that. But unfortunately, the toxic aspect of media and that takes a narrative, makes it as though it's a fact and a truth
Yeah.
rather than an opinion. And people are too lazy to ask
Check.
questions or do their research. So when we bring this back to well-being,
Yeah.
we go to a doctor, for example, nothing about doctors, but doctors have a certain level of knowledge about a certain thing. They don't know everything, but they're put on a pedestal that they're the authority, they're the person that tells us everything, because we're too lazy to comment. We're too lazy to go, "Hey, can you explain that to me? I don't fully understand."
Yeah.
Comes from. And my son actually went through this in the army. Luckily he's been cleared now, which is amazing. But he's been off duties for probably 8 months because he went into the doctor's just a query, and all of a sudden they said that he's probably got epilepsy. They nearly took his driving license off him. Like, his career could have been completely over. And me being me, did my research, and what it was just parasomnia, night tremors. I knew that he was going through some stress, so his body was trying to get rid of that energy, but they hadn't considered that. It had gone to a neurologist, it had gone to all the rest of it. I wrote a 13-page report showing the evidence of the symptoms that he was having were more likely to be psychosomatic based on stress, and that the process that the NHS was putting through was actually compounding the actual problem, the actual issue. Not only that, is that they reported it to the DVLA, the Driving License Authority, and breached GDPR. Now, Harry has said, no, Dad, we're not going to do that. But I was ready to actually sue the military, to sue the army on his behalf for breach of data, because the law around passing personal information on through GDPR has to be in the public interest, and the public interest test hadn't been met. Now, we're not going to do that, but my point is, and going through that process, even though my son knows what I'm doing, he was really fearful. It's like, yeah, but Dad, they're doctors, and yeah, Dad, they're this, and yeah, Dad.
Yeah, because he thought that the
He
doctor
thought they were the
that
authority.
grew up,
Yeah.
you know, like I think majority of people have more respect towards a regular doctor than a holistic one, because the holistic one, it doesn't have that the credibility, even though he might know more than the real one, which
But
is
you
the
can't, yeah. So,
standard Western medicine, you know.
yeah. So, what I think the thing going on this social media thing, I think that actually, if we start to engage more with people, so if you are seeing posts that are more maybe on complementary health, maybe they're a different perspective, instead of shooting it down or just liking it or doing whatever, start a
Yes.
conversation. Seek to understand why that person might have said that. You know, there might be things that we've said on this. How can you create a comment or share this podcast that might reach other people, that might open people's other eyes to say, actually, you have got power within yourself, but you have to take responsibility.
That's
And
true.
when you, so this is service, when you give, because I think we'll come on to this, when you put a social media post out there, you know, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is, and somebody takes the effort to just say, thank you for that. That was really great. I'd never seen that point before. And they've not just liked it, they've just put thank you. How do you feel?
I think it's very rewarding because, as I said, social media right now, it's very time consuming in a good way and a bad way. And I feel if you put that energy and you created something that was created with the energy of love and from the heart, it was would be amazing to have someone appreciating this. It's like you're being a kid. You go to your teacher and say, "Hey, I wrote this essay." Like, "Oh, good boy, good girl," right? You feel good. So
Yeah.
I feel we have to look at this as we were back in school when we're doing things. We want to be acknowledged. We
It
want to be
makes us feel safe, right? It goes, I get you. You're like me. You're trying to do good in the world, and I appreciate you're there. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you never know how that relationship might build, but that one comment you put on somebody, what? So let's look at it. You get a post. And let's say that post has got 20 comments. Do you read the comments?
I do. I always read.
Okay, right.
Pay
FOMO.
attention to every single person who's commenting on my
No,
posts.
other people's posts. So let's say you see a post and you engage in that post. You go, oh, that's an interesting post. But then you notice there's 23 comments on
Oh, I don't read all of them. I just read few,
there. Okay, but do you read the comments?
just few.
Yes, but you read the, not all of them, but you will go in and say, what are people saying? And have you ever been in a position where a conversation is happening and you then open more of those comments? You might not do it in all of them, but there now starts to be a conversation that goes on in those comments that you go, it's really interesting. And you go, yeah, I like that comment. I agree with that. And then you've got all these people that somebody might have a diverse comment, somebody might have another comment. And then we start to contribute to each other, and a conversation happens just through a piece of content. And now we start to find our tribe. And what do you do? If you see a comment, I don't know if you've ever done this, you see a comment from somebody on a post, and you go, oh my God, I get that. That person's like me. Have you ever gone, I want to know who they are and go and look at their profile?
Sometimes, but I have to start doing it again,
What
because
we do
this.
though, normally, if somebody writes something that's really engaging. So, okay, let me ask you a different question. You see some comments, or you see a post. What goes through your mind that makes you have enough energy to go follow?
It has to be a very interesting comment in a way of like answering my question, or there's something that makes me feel I want to explore more.
Yeah. So I'll give you an example. We're moving house, and one of the things that I want to be able to do is put some veg lots in. So on TikTok, all of a sudden, because obviously it listens to everything that you say, right? The Matrix is always giving you that. So I've started getting people who are doing gardening. And so I'm getting content coming on of somebody giving like really simple advice on how you can start a garden. Now I've been gardening anyway.
Yeah.
And I started to think about what, why did I click like? So I do this now when I kind of analyze now everything I do on social media. Okay, why have I pressed like on that post?
Yeah.
And it was nothing about, it was about what they were saying, but it was like, that's somebody I'd like to spend some time and hang around with and learn from. So now what I do is I have a purge on Instagram now, just to let you know. So I, every week, I have a calendar entry in Instagram and I go into Instagram. I don't know if you know, it's least interacted with. And I will get rid of some of them I'll keep, but anybody I haven't interacted with in the last 30 days, I will delete. And every month, I will go through all of my Instagram follows. And if I haven't engaged or I don't know who that person is, I remove them from the follow.
You have to do this again. I have to do this myself. You're right.
Because then all then what you're doing is you're fine-tuning your social media feeds to only get the stuff that you truly want to interact with than all the shit. So pretty much my Instagram, my TikTok is probably the worst. My TikTok is garden interior designs and dogs is pretty much my
You're
social media. And
fine. This is.
So my point is, I think when we come back to this last question that we had, and I want to leave people with this, but I'm going to ask you this question, and let us answer it. And then other people, if you've got this far in the podcast,
Thank you.
thank you firstly, but answer this question, put a comment in, think, and what I want you to do is, I don't want you to feel as I'm we're pressuring you. So if this is on social media, I'll go back to the social media post. If you're watching this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, wherever you're kind of tuning into this, I want you to do two things. Number one, answer the question that I'm going to ask you now. And secondly, though, before you do that, I want you to feel how you feel of me making that request. And just to ask yourself, did I enjoy this podcast? Was it something of value? And how amazing, wouldn't it be nice if by me commenting, that comment might help somebody else have the courage to comment? And that share might drop on somebody's playlist or something like that. And that one insight that they've had has just changed their world, has just changed their life. Because I can tell you that there are so many stories of a podcast, a book, song interrupt somebody's life that they might be thinking, I'm lonely, I'm excluded from society, I'm about to die, I have no meaning in the world. And one comment, one share, one like, not a like, because we don't want lazy likers, like it, of course, but do something else, could change somebody's life. So here's the thing. When you're on social media and you're engaging with social media, or any media to be honest, but let's call it social media. When you come across something that you like, a business, an idea, how are you contributing to the world to make the world a better place by letting people know that those people exist? Because the monopoly at the moment in regards to the world is the 1% of the 1% of the 1% is controlling everything.
Yes.
When we like, comment, share, when we engage and come together and believe in the things that we believe in, it's like dropping a pebble in a pond, and that ripples out across the world, and that ripple becomes a tsunami. So if you want to change the world, start commenting and sharing and connecting, and let's start spreading stuff that's useful for changing humanity rather than destroying humanity.
Yes.
And if you're brave enough, see if you can say, I'm a recovering lazy liker or I'm a recovering mental masturbator. That's your big challenge. If you
Yeah.
can put in the comments, I'm a recovering mental masturbator, recovering lazy liker. That would be everything.
You set yourself free.
You
You're
set
not.
Yourself free. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that could be a different type of stress relief.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to conclude this with, Alina?
I just want to thank everyone who is listening. I love our conversations. They're very insightful. I'm getting a lot of value, and I'm hoping that listeners are getting that too. They're learning something new. They're discovering something different, and they're contributing not only to the podcast, so like our podcast and follow from us, but also they're going to change something in their life on their social media and maybe connect someone or create that change and create that ripple effect,
yeah,
a rippling effect, like a ripple.
I think we'll end with this one as well. Actually, another thing that you can really help yourself with, something you can get out of these conversations, is we want to serve. So if there's a particular topic, there's a particular challenge that you're looking at in life that you don't really know, and you want a different reframe on that, put a comment on this or any of our podcasts, social media. You can find us all over social media as well. I'm at Marcus A. Matthews on Instagram. Yours is at
Yelaya.
Yelaya. Spell it. Because I can.
Y-E-L-A-Y-A.
Yelaya. At Yelaya. On Instagram. So you can connect with us on that. But what's the thing that you'd like us to talk about? You know?
Yep.
What are the questions that you want answering, and how can you come and join us in this conversation when we start talking minds?
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for getting this far with us.
Thank you.
And we will see you very soon on the Talking Mind podcast. Bye-bye.
Yes. Next time. Bye.